Americans be damned, Heritage Economist. Most of Biden-Harris economy job growth going to foreign workers, including illegal aliens. By Sean Moran on August 3, 2024. Heritage Foundation economist Ajin Toni told Breitbart News Saturday most of the job growth under the Biden-Harris regime went to foreign-born workers. Antoni spoke to Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle as the unemployment rate jumped to 4.3% and employers added 114,000 workers to their payrolls in July. A significant miss from economists' 180,000 expected jobs estimate. Antoni has compiled some data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS, about the dismal state of the economy under the Biden-Harris administration, including that most of the recent job growth has gone to foreign-born workers, which includes illegal aliens. He explained to Breitbart News Saturday, "We've lost 1.2 million jobs among native-born Americans. So, all of the job gains, 1.3 million, have gone to foreign-born workers. In fact today, this is astonishing, but there are fewer native-born Americans working now than before 5 years, before the pandemic." Antoni continued, "What that essentially means is that the job growth is going to foreign-born workers." He added that the American labor market into a kind of temp agency for foreigners and Americans be damned. Antoni also noted that much of the net job gains over the last year have been part-time employment. Antoni also said that more than half of the jobs added within the last year were either government jobs or paid for by taxpayer dollars. He explained, "The problem here is that for every single job that is paid for by taxpayer dollars, you need more taxpayers to pay into the system. Pay taxes, in other words, to get enough money in order to fund that private sector jobs." Antoni also noted that the unemployment is artificially low, as there are millions of workers that are no longer included in the unemployment tallies because they have not been looking for work since the coronavirus pandemic. He said that if one were to include the millions of workers that are no longer looking for work since the pandemic, the unemployment rate is somewhere between 6.9 and 8.2%. He added that rate would be well into recession territory. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.